terms of trying to standardise the process for the use of pitches going forward, officers made the recommendation to members that we should be carrying out a consultation process to look at how that should be managed going forward. So the recommendation is there, Chair.
Okay.
Chair, yeah. Can I propose that we don't look at this item this evening, that we look in more detail at the sports strategy and the benefits arising from the sports strategy, especially on pitch surfaces, before we make any decision on whether we can train on pitches? I think we should look more into the sports strategy and take this back at a further meeting.
Yeah. Second. Okay. Well, other comments? Megan, you. Item 8, the Disability Sports Hub Project. Again,
Michael, yes, we have been approached by Disability Sport NI to develop a sports hub in partnership with the council at one of our facilities. The officers are recommending at this stage Newry Leisure Centre. We will be going for a Disability Sport NI Excellence Standard, and it has really a lot of space, a lot of facilities to cater for disabled. Sport NI will fund this, and I've up to the council to manage it. It really is a benefit for the council and for the area. Hopefully, bearing on success in Newry, we would then start to try and roll this out and seek funding to develop this across the district. So I also recommend that we proceed with the project as set out.
Okay.
Close.
Second.
Just
want to make a comment.
Yeah. Eight.
Yeah. Liz proposed I'll back it. Yeah, no, I think it's brilliant, and then £45,000 funding, and only for the, you know, the insurance cost and the whole, and there's not much resource implications. The one thing, and it's just, you know, to make sure that there's clarity there, the training that will be paid for by the council should be included as a resource implication. I believe it's £1,900 and should be in on that. Just show, again, it's a small amount of money, but just to make sure that everything's right on this paperwork. The training for the equipment that is being paid for by the council, but I think it's delivered by, it's not delivered by the council, but it's been paid, has to be in there as a resource implication. And just one small question about the equipment, the £45,000 of equipment. I know a lot of the equipment is outdoor use, if you're looking at the trikes and the hand cycles and the tandem bikes and that. What are we looking at, as in volunteer groups, being able to hire out the equipment to use among groups? Because a lot of the equipment there that will be stored in the sports centre will not be able to be used in the sports centre. So I suppose people will be asking us about this afterwards and sort of have an idea of what the officers have in mind about the committee.
Absolutely, a very good question, Councillor. You're right, a lot of the equipment will be used externally. But I would say that the location of the new Leisure Centre is perfect, close to the or well of closeness to the tram line on the canal there. So we would be working with local groups. There would also be groups that would be set up through Disability Sport NI to help make this more successful and more of a hub than perhaps it exists at present. So we're working with existing groups. There's a lot of good existing groups within Newry, and trying to expand that as well with CSNI. So it's the very start of a project.
But on that, in members of the public, then higher ed equipment, if they want to use it personally, like some of the trikes there, I know have steer and precarious use.
Yeah.
So can somebody individually go and hire out this equipment, or would it have to be through use of it?
I haven't gone into that level of detail, but my view is this equipment, public equipment, should be available to as many people as possible. So we will try and work up so we can have that facility.
And just last point, can we make sure that the £1,800
We can get that added to the report before it goes to full council.
Aye. Okay, Chair. No, it's just a bit disappointed that Down Patrick's not included in the city or any of the other, smaller leisure centres. Could it not be that, it could run alongside and they'd both be equal?
I think that DSNI are planning to fund one sort of hub in each of the key areas, the council areas. So with the new Newry Leisure Centre being specifically designed to meet the DSNI Excellence Standard, we felt that that was the most natural fit at this stage for this project. That's not saying that hopefully that's a success, we can draw down more funding and get one in on both sides of the district. So it's just, it's one at this stage, and officers are recommending that that's where it should be.
Chair, as I understand it, the equipment is able to be transferred to other centres.
It can be.
So there is the potential for us to be able to move the equipment down to DLC and to run some of these events down there. I know that in the past we talked to them about Ballymote as well and the possibility of some of the equipment going there to run some classes. So it is transferable. The hub itself will be based in Newry, but there definitely is potential for us to move it around the district, and we would like to do that where at all possible. So that helps to reassure you.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Just the Newry Sports and Leisure Centre was mentioned there. Any report back on how, you know, is everything going ahead as planned? Is it due to open at the date that they've forecasted?
I'm not directly involved in the construction project, David, but my understanding is it's still mid-summer, late summer, that sort of August, July, August, September, sort of in around there. So it's a few weeks behind schedule, but I don't believe there's any major issues there. So, Michael, you say you understand that.
Jerry, that's my understanding as well. There are regular reports on the Newry Leisure Centre and the Down Leisure Centre to the Strategic Projects Board. I think it actually meets next week, and to the SPNR committee. I believe now with the restructuring in the council that it is envisaged that those reports will now come here to this committee. So you'll be getting regular update reports on those two major leisure centre projects probably from the next month on. Now that the council is restructured, the terms of reference for the committees, I believe, are being changed to reflect that at the AGM,
Chair.
And then after that, you'll get regular reports brought to this committee on that. But that's our understanding at the minute. It's not something that we've been dealing with directly up until this point.
Pete?
Yeah, just one point on what Councillor Harvey had said, and he has proposed for the use of equipment in Downpatrick to be put on the document before it comes to full council. And I'd second that in the sense that we're looking here at hopefully having a junior Paralympic club set up in the district in 2018. And, you know, to start sending out the right message from the start, that I think we should have that in the document before it comes to full council, that it's right across the district. So I'd second Councillor Harvey's proposal.
Okay. Moving on, item 9, expression of interest regarding leasing council land. Again, Roland.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. The council has been approached by a number of sporting organisations and community organisations who would like to enter into more long-term leases with the council to essentially take ownership, community ownership of their facilities. The council has previously considered through the SBNR committee a process of how that would happen. This report is just to say these are the facilities that we've received the interest in, and it's really given asking you to give us authority to proceed to the next stage. We also have to bear in mind that this is in line, or should be aligned, to the council's asset management strategy. So we're not going to essentially lease anything the council has a strategic interest in. Once we do that, the next stage would be advertise it. You assess them, and any sporting organisations which are coming forward to request this have to go through a very detailed sort of business plan to show how this is going to benefit the community and how it becomes a community asset as opposed to a council asset and not a sole club or organisation asset. So there's a detailed process which the council already approved on that. Nate?
Yeah, I think, Roland, you just touched on maybe one of the questions I was going to ask there, and it's from experience in the Newry legacy end of, you know, the pitches and leasing pitches and that. And I'd sort of, you know, want to guarantee that the accessibility to clubs using the pitches after a lease to whatever club would be maintained, unless obviously if you've got a business case set up and where a club is taking over the pitch, I can understand that, but that's not going to be the case across all these pitches. You're going to simply have a lease where you can access different parts of funding where it doesn't sit inside the sports strategy, and that's great. We can have our cake and eat it, and we can get the pitches developed. To maintain accessibility to clubs that are already using them. I suppose conversations have to be had with the bodies that govern both leagues, but it's a point that I think should be made this evening, that accessibility needs to be maintained right across the board.
And just for the members, I can confirm that that is a requirement of any approval process, that they have to show to prove to Dusk Council how they're going to make this successful for all of the communities.
And will it be taken into consideration the history and who has been leasing it over the many years? For example, if you go out in public advertisement now, there is the possibility that someone that's been leasing it for years and years and years will come up against some competition. People say, oh, that thing's up for lease, we make an application for that. And that's where you get into problems, particularly if they make some sort of a case for that. So the history of the site and the usage of a particular bit of ground or pitch would need to be taken into consideration.
I know there's been a whole process and a whole criteria set up by the administration department to look at these requests. My understanding is that it does take all of the factors into account, but this is a necessary step. We have to advertise it. We can't just proceed with someone who's perhaps used it for a number of years. But if someone's used it for a number of years, you would like to think they've established the community links, yeah, and they can show how it is a sustainable project. So.
Okay, your proposer.
Here, Michael.
Pete. Sorry, Barry.
Yeah, no, it was along the same lines as Michael. I was just listening to what you were proposing there and that. And you're sort of thinking of maybe a GAA club that had been leasing for 20 years or 30 years off the council, develop their own pitch alongside it, and then would wish to purchase as a second field. And if it went up for a public tender or whatever, you know, and would it be in the best interest of the community for somebody outside to come in and buy it, or would it be in the council's best interest to try and get a quick sale, not a cheap sale, but you know, a value for money sale with the club that had been leasing off them over the long term? Is something that we need to bear in mind. Sort of along the lines of what Michael's saying, it could create conflict rather than.
I think it's a fair point, and it's something we can take back to the administration department, who are actually responsible for that process, to evaluate any submissions that we get. We were looking at it more from the sports point of view and the use of it and how it would be best used, but we can certainly make that point back to them as well.
Okay.
Just one thing on that. Happened went through this new process in a pretty contentious pitch area. I can tell you that part of the process is we look at the booking history, the entire booking history of that pitch. So we do look at the issue you've talked about. And the converse is also true. If, you know, if there's one main user, but there are also a host of other smaller users, we need to make sure that the rights of those smaller users to be able to access it are equally weighed with that of the main users. So we do look at all of that. And as Will said earlier, when they send a business case, which will come to you to be considered, it has to set out exactly how they're going to deliver on all of that. So those issues will be covered, and you will have an opportunity to have a look at that and make the final decision based on your local knowledge of what happens with that pitch as well. So it's not as if we'll just do this and then it'll all be leased and you'll not hear of it again. So.
Okay. Well, Michael, just on that point that you make, because I think I know the case, well, one of the cases that you're talking about, and it's the point that Barra makes, and it is a very good point, because clubs that have a good business case to lease or buy the pitch usually are trying to advance themselves, whether moving into a different league or whatever, and need their own ground. And there's an obligation from the council to provide that to them as well, instead of a club just sitting, you know, in limbo that want to move on. And that's what created problems in the past. So you've got between a rock and a hard place where you're stunting the growth of a club that is too big for the league that it's in, because you want to try and keep the pitch for other user groups that are using it. And it's a problem that will present itself time and time again, and only if we can get right down into the sports strategy of getting pitches developed and more pitches and not leasing off as many pitches as we do, then we will get to a situation where we can cater for both. But at the minute, with the resources we have, we can't cater for both. And I know if it comes back to this committee and the comments that was made, we'd rather see user groups that are using it, 5-6 different user groups that are using it throughout the season, than to sell it off or lease it to a club just to advance themselves, you know. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't like to see any club stomp it now, but that's the problem that we have.
Absolutely.
Okay. So have we a proposal to move forward? Yeah, please. Barra. Thank you. Item 10, the cafe supplier for the Newry Leisure Centre. Karen Rowan.
Thanks, Michael. previously we took a report to committee to seek your approval to go out to tender and seek quotations to appoint a supplier for this cafe within the new leisure centre. We have completed that tender process, and we're asking your permission now to essentially work through the legal process now to get this supplier appointed.
Proposed by a seconder. Eight. Good. Okay. Item 11, the McMillan Cancer Support Project. Again, go on.
Thanks, Michael. Again, in recent months, we took a report through this committee to say that we'd been approached by McMillan Cancer to develop a project within our council area to help cancer survivors and sufferers to become more active. In the last number of months, we've worked up that project. We're bringing it back to committee to seek approval now to proceed on that basis. The crux of the project is we will have a funded post located within our service who will work solely with that demographic to help improve their quality of life. We see this as a real opportunity to help people within our district area, and we would ask that elected members consider this request.
All right.
No, that's a good initiative. I'm very impressed with it. It's good work you have done, and it's much needed. I mean, if it improves the lives of people that really need to be improved, I'm more than happy to propose it and support it. Thank you.
Propose, aye, second, David. Okay, any comments?
Chair, just to say that again, I also support the proposals put forward there, but I suppose in Newry Morning Down, we would have the highest rates of cancer throughout the whole of the North. So any project like this, which is going to target cancer sufferers and help them to give them a better quality of life, is greatly welcomed. And it's just brilliant to see this project come through. There's a lot of hard work that's been put into this, and I'm sure the community director will also support this and be very happy to see this.
Yeah, I too think it's very commendable, and it's probably something that the council should be promoting a wee bit to let people see how we are working with the likes of McMillan to promote good health in the area and the support that we give to people that need it in our different centres.
I think that's a very good point, Michael, and just to emphasise to members that we will be making all of our residents aware of this project once we get the person recruited and get the procedures established and how we can help our citizens within this. I see there will be a big promotion to ensure that everyone is aware of this.
Okay, thanks for the letter. Moving on to health and wellbeing, item 12, the affordable warmth scheme update.
Thanks, Chair. This is just to let members know of some changes that have happened with the affordable warmth scheme that you're probably aware of that we've been running now for the last 2 years in partnership with the Department for Communities and the Housing Executive. Partly due to the lack of a budget from the Executive, the Department for Communities have reduced the number of referrals that we can make from, it's quite a large reduction from 46 a month down to 25 a month. And so the funding provided to us to do this has decreased accordingly. It obviously then, I mean, this is a very popular scheme, it's proven very successful. So they have confirmed to us that will be the case for them, certainly for the first 3 months of the year. We don't know further down the line what it'll be. It also means it limits the number of self-referrals that we can take, you know, and it's really only people who are in severe need. With that in mind, just asking for approval to send the attached letter to the Permanent Secretary of the Department of Communities in the absence of any minister just expressing a concern about how this is going and asking for some clarity.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Chair, probably, I mean, the situation we find ourselves in, there's not really much else we can do about it, so we're probably doing all we can. That's it.
Yeah, I have to sit and speak, sorry.
Yeah, I agree with Harry. But it's just a question on 46%. Did we get any information on why the reduction is so big? You know, if you're looking at in the next 3 months where you have a budget of running at 75% budget, in the installment of the reduction seems, is it savings across the department as well? You'd nearly expect to be reductions, but around the 25% mark. Was there any information on that, or was it just a figure of we're going to be operating at 46% for the next 3 months?
No, it's been very unclear in the week, you know, in the months leading up to the end of March, what it would be. They have said the scheme is safe, and it is it's the only show in town as far as real poverty as far as they're concerned. They did want to put more money to actual work, so the potential number of referrals would go down in that they wanted to spend more per house, per dwelling. However, it just seems to be, I think they're playing it very safe.
Yeah.
And that's why they've cut it. So it is a huge cost.
I think just the point you made is exactly the point I'm trying to make. Is it in the same scheme that the money has been allocated differently in the same scheme? Or is it that, you know, we're working with a 75% budget, that the money is needed more elsewhere? Because as you do say, it is a great scheme. But is the money being stretched across the scheme, or is it being directed elsewhere?
No, I don't think the money, it's been directed elsewhere. I think it's possibly just a holding position. As I say, they were going to bid for more money, so we would make the same number of referrals, but they could also offer more work to each house. They weren't in a position to do that, so it seems just to keep it going, they've said to us that they've cut it down to 25. As I say, it is a major cut. It will have implications for us in that, obviously, we have staff employed doing this. The nature of it is that we can't just employ people for 3 months and during years that we have to feed it through on a month-by-month basis, which makes it quite difficult to manage. Hopefully, as I say, after the 3 months, we might get an increased target, because there is a big demand for it. We have a huge number of people, you know, on lists that we even need to visit. So, as I say, it's the reason really that to ask and to write the letter is just to see can we get any clarity as to what the future might hold after June. I'll have that amended appropriately.
Okay, I think a large part of it was the cost of each home, wasn't it? That had gone up dramatically as well.
Yes, sir. I think in the initial years they underestimated what the spend would be per each home. I think by maybe a factor of 25%, they might have underestimated what was actually required. So what they wanted to do was, I suppose, give an ultimate solution to each home they dealt with, rather than doing slightly less for more homes. I think there was some debate as to what they would do, but that's what they decided to do. That so if a house was part of the scheme, they would get everything they needed. And I say that was a miscalculation at the start. They probably should have worked backwards from the housing executive and said, this is what we have to spend, and then this is what the council will have to do. Instead of which, at the start, we had to make 1,000 referrals a year initially, and they worked, you know, they got it the wrong way around, really. So it's gone down significantly since then, but say we hope that it'll go back up to something like the levels it was in the past year.
Okay. It puts our HI in perspective. Okay, item 13, the CAN project Interreg 5A program.
Sure, this is just for noting. We previously would have brought to the committee that we were putting this application in. We have now been successful, and it says we're the lead partner. I think there's 11 other partners, 10 or 11 other partners. The core project staff will be employed by us and based within the Health and Wellbeing Department. I said it's fully funded, so it's just really for noting to let you know that we are successful.
Okay. Have you enough? Well, thank you very much for your cooperation. Safe home, and David, behave yourself tonight.